is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the show. We'll talk to you about whatever you want, whether it be a political issue, a personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us a photo. Not just any photo, but one they also specifically took for Free Talk Live. And in that photo, they are validating themselves. And what that means is that they're proving, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they are indeed who they say they are, that they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. And they do that by holding up a sign, usually, some sort of piece of paper that has Free Talk Live or FTL or Manwich written on it, something to prove it.
They do seem to do that.
And we put them up on our website, on the Shrine. And it's not a beauty contest, ladies. Check it out at freetalklive.com. So then, let's go back to this issue here, man, which is about a man in a wheelchair. He's got kids. He's got a problem with his back. A real big problem. I mean, we're talking paralysis.
Yeah.
We're talking constant pain. And it's from a combination of factors. A terrible car wreck, a botched back surgery, and on top of all that, multiple sclerosis.
Yeah. And a 25-year prison sentence.
Oh, yeah, that
too. Toss that in, too. Well, I mean, you know, basically the guy's trying to get pain meds, and because of the Fed's restrictive laws on getting pain meds,
right,
he had to shop around for doctors, somebody who'll give him these things.
Because the doctors are scared. They're scared to prescribe them, because the Feds have said, if you prescribe too many pain medications to the wrong people within the certain period of time, we'll come after you. And no doctor wants to go to jail. Nobody wants to go to jail. So there, for the most part, they turned him down. Well, apparently, somehow it got recorded that he was there, I guess, asking.
Sure.
And so after the Florida Department of Drug Enforcing scumbags discovered that he was asking around, they ended up tracking down his former doctor from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Where he did get a prescription from, allegedly. They went after him. The New Jersey doctor said, I didn't write a prescription. Well, it was all him.
He was facing 25 to life, so he'd have said anything.
Right.
And I think more than a drug crime case, this is a case of just a justice system gone amok.
Yeah.
I mean,
twisted.
There's a problem here. In the Constitution, you're guaranteed the right to a jury trial.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't guarantee you the right to plea bargain. We have a system set up where we just go through, run through the mill. And essentially, this guy got his 25 years because he wanted a jury trial for his crime.
Can you explain?
Yep. The larger issue, of course, is why a man who is clearly not an addict, he wasn't taking the medication to get high and had a legitimate use for the medication, wasn't given access to what he needed.
Hold on a second. I don't care if he was taking it to get high. The guy's in a wheelchair. He's in pain chronically. Get as high as you want to get, buddy. That doesn't bother me. Anyway, side note.
State prosecutors concede there's no evidence Pai ever sold or gave his medication away.
Hmm.
Nevertheless, under draconian drug law statutes, these prosecutors could pursue distribution charges against him based solely on the amount of medication he possessed.
God.
Right. The unauthorized possession of as few as 60 tablets of some pain medications can qualify a person as a drug trafficker. After three trials, Pai was convicted, three trials, and put in prison for 25 years. Ironically, the state of Florida now pays for a morphine pump connected to Pai's spine, which delivers the same class of medication at the same doses the state of Florida told him weren't necessary, and put him in prison for trying to obtain. Prosecutors originally offered Pai a plea bargain.
Hold on. So now we get to pay for his medication. Before, he was trying to just find it on his own and get his own medication and take care of himself so he could actually, you know, raise his kids and live his life.
Criminal justice system run amok. Publicly, Pai's prosecutors have conceded the 25-year sentence was excessive. They insist that Pai himself is to blame, citing his refusal to accept a plea agreement. See, that's the thing. The chilling implication is Pai is serving prison time for drug distribution, not because he's guilty of actually distributing drugs. The state admits as much. But because he is insisted on exercising his constitutionally protected right to a jury trial. Do you understand? They leverage the doctor with threats of sentences.
Right.
And
he never went to trial.
No, he didn't. He just rolled on over to avoid the crimes.
Nothing happened to the doctor. The doctor just fingered this dude. He said, "Oh, he forged my prescriptions. I didn't write those."
They shouldn't be allowed to do it. All they should be allowed to do is charge you with a crime and take you to trial on that crime. No plea bargaining. I understand the system's backed up. Stop the drug war and it won't be backed up anymore.
You are absolutely right about that.
Or hire enough prosecutors and judges and all that stuff so that the system just blankets the United States and Americans are sick and tired of your crappy criminal justice system as it is.
Yeah. This really sucks.
It's crazy. I mean, the drug war has just wrought devastation on our criminal justice system.
Here's how it works, by the way, in case you weren't aware, plea bargaining. When this guy came into his arraignment, they said, "Well, Mr. So-and-so, you're looking at count of distribution of pharmaceuticals."
They don't do this at the arraignment. They do this behind closed doors.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The attorneys will come to him and say, "Well, Mr. So-and-so, you're looking at distribution charges. Let's see, you've got 5 counts of distribution charges, looking at 17 counts of possession. All of this will total up to, well, anywhere from 25 to 50 years in prison."
For what?
If you lose the trial. "Now wait, we're going to offer you a hell of a deal. I'm going to take away 4 out of the 5 distribution charges. I'll take away 16 out of the 17 possession charges, and we'll just give you 5 years in prison and 2 years of probation."
"But I've got kids at home."
"Hey, do you want to face 25 years?
See, now this guy's running for mayor in 5 years, and he's got to have a great record of putting away drug criminals.
Mm-hmm.
He's tough on crime." "Well, you know what he is? He's tough on frickin' paraplegics.
He's tough on freedom."
"Yeah. You know what? If you're these kids that are going into the criminal justice system, they have no idea. They think they're fighting the bad guys. What they're doing is supporting this messed up system."
"Yeah. And putting innocent people in prison. Putting people in prison who have never harmed a hair on somebody else's back. This guy was in a wheelchair. I would cry for him if I was probably closer to him, if I knew him personally, and I had to see my friend, an old friend of mine, go to prison over this because he wanted to get some pain medication."
"Of course he wanted some pain medication. He had a bad back operation, and it messed him up for life."
"There's more to this story, isn't there?"
"It does seem to keep on going.
The state just doesn't. The state is not satisfied kicking. They're not satisfied putting somebody in prison. They have to kick them once they're in there. Beat them down even further. What happened?"
"There's now strong evidence that the state of Florida and prison officials retaliated against Pei for speaking to the reporters that wrote these columns and stuff. 2 weeks after the interview, Pei was moved from a prison facility more than 2 hours from his wife and family." Nothing uncommon. I had a friend that worked for the prison system in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You did something bad to the state, they'd make it rough on you. He was moved farther away, some 170 miles to the, whatever. He was also taken away his pain meds. They took away his pain meds.
They took away the morphine pump?
Yeah. They refused to give them permission to refill his morphine pump.
My gosh.
Yep. For Pai, this was equivalent to a death sentence. The state of Florida left him to agonize for weeks before finally authorizing the refill the day before his pump was scheduled to run dry. Apparently, they
wanted him to sweat it out.
He sweated out. He didn't actually, have to suffer through the pain itself. Here again, Pei has since been given strong reason to believe that the threat to withhold his medication was in retaliation for relaying the stories of the New York Times.
Yeah. Of course it was. Those low-life scumbags. Those people, I'm not a violent person, Manwich, and I wouldn't, take retribution, but really, these low-lifes don't deserve to live. These prosecutors, these jailers that are doing these things to people like this, how can you live with yourself? How can you wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror after you treat some people like this? Let's come back with more Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment. Cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage, even on new cars, by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there. Last 6 days of the show, right there on the front page of the website, totally free. Go get them. No jumping through hoops. No membership fees. FreeTalkLive.com. All of it on the house. So 800-259-5791 is the number for you, and I'd still like to hear from somebody that has a drug story, a prescription drug story, somebody that was hooked on prescription medications. You know, just tell us about your experience. What was it like to be addicted to, for instance, oxycodone or hydrocodone? And what did you have to do? What did you have to go through to get your hands on the pills? Because it's apparently quite a challenge. I mean, unless you have a consistent black market source, and the nature of the black market is inconsistency, you're going to have a tough time getting a hold of the medication you need. And they mentioned, we're talking about a story about a guy who has been put away into prison for 25 years for having prescription drugs, having too many of them, or acquiring them, as the state claimed, by falsifying prescriptions. And according to the state, if you have over 60 pills without a correct prescription, apparently, then you could be convicted for dealing. You can be convicted for distributing prescription narcotics. I know somebody who is in that situation. I know somebody who is in chronic pain, and he has to get meds, but he can't get them through the normal channels, because, as you pointed out earlier, it's difficult.
Damn difficult.
The doctors don't want to prescribe them. But the pills are out there. Somebody's prescribing them. Somebody's taking them legitimately because they're manufacturing them like crazy. And they manage to make their way to the black market. And there's a variety of ways that they do that. One of the ways is, for instance, black marketeers will hijack a pharmaceutical truck, for instance.
Wow. I wonder how they know where they're going.
Well, they'll find
research.
People on the inside. People on the inside at Merck and Pfizer will say, you know, they'll call up their black market contacts. Hey, truck number 7 is taking I-75 southbound. You should find it right here. Or whatever. Trust me, the black market knows. Okay? So then they set up a little rendezvous with the driver. They might pay off the driver or something like that, and so that way they don't have to use violence. Or they might just use violence and, you know, force the guy off the road or something like that and just steal all the drugs in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it makes its way to the black market. Prices start going up. And then eventually it trickles down to the end users. Anyway, this guy I know, he stocks up every chance he gets. Because he has to take a lot of these things. Because some of this pain medication you grow tolerance for. Just like you can grow tolerance for drinking, you can grow tolerance for taking oxycodone.
I bet you can.
And if you're in enough chronic pain, that means you have to keep taking and taking and taking and taking. Or at least that's what this guy does. He's not a bad guy. He's got a couple kids. Nothing wrong with... There's nothing... He wouldn't hurt anybody. But here he is in chronic pain trying to get the medication he needs. So he stocks up. If he encounters one of the black market people and they've got a decent amount, he'll pick them up because he knows that a month later, if he was to buy just a month's worth, for instance, if a month later he comes back to the black market dealer and the dealer says, hey, man, don't have anything.
Yeah.
What's he going to do then? Then he's back in pain.
Yeah.
So this is why some people stock up. And if he were to be caught with this, he'd get charged for dealing as well.
Yeah.
Even though he takes them all himself. It's just disgusting.
It's ridiculous.
Our laws are so stupid.
You know, these lazy frickin' cops. You know? I mean, it's just crazy. If you want to catch somebody for dealing, catch them dealing.
Yeah. Well, is it the cops? Again, is it the... Who's most to blame? Is it the lawmakers who actually pass the laws against drugs? Is it the cops who enforce the laws against the drugs? Or is it the prosecutors who put people in prison?
Well,
for the drug laws.
To some extent, I'd have to say it's the citizens who elect those lawmakers.
Or the citizens who...
get tough on crime crap.
Right. To be fair on the citizens, most of them don't pay attention. And, of course, most of them don't vote. Most of them don't vote.
Yes, but there's plenty of people that don't have any idea who they're voting for. They go
That's
on
true.
Down the line. They pick the name
Republican,
they like best.
Republican, Democrat, Democrat.
RRR, DDD.
Right.
They're completely irresponsible with their votes.
And when they come across, the real people who are to blame are the ones that come across the information that terrible things are happening to innocent people. They come across a story like this. The people who are to blame are the people who are listening to us talk about this and then don't do anything about it. The people who come across a news story like this in the news and then just shrug their shoulders and say, boy, glad that's not me. I'll just go to work now.
Yeah.
I'm going to come home and drink my beer. Those are the people who are to blame, the ones who are aware that something's wrong and who won't do anything about it. Now, we're sitting here talking about it, and that's something.
It's something.
Spreading the word. But what did we do recently, Manwich?
We did a protest for the Fully Informed Jury Association.
Yeah, that's right. And what does that mean?
Well, essentially, it's telling jurors that they're not telling you everything when they're giving you your instructions to the jury. One of the things they're leaving out is, if you don't like the law that this person is being charged with, well, you can vote innocent because you don't like the law.
That's right.
And then that makes it case law, precedent.
I think you have to vote not guilty. Can you actually vote innocent?
Not guilty.
When we were handing those out, it was bright and early, right before Monday. It was Monday morning, bright and early, right out in front of the courthouse, a public area. You should be free to be out in front of your courthouse on Monday morning. We had 60 Fully Informed Jury Association brochures. We had a crew of six people out there handing them out. And how many of the, I don't know, 100 people that walked by us that morning, how many of those 100 people do you think already were aware that they have the ability as a juror to vote not guilty because they don't like the law?
Zero.
I would guess zero.
I think a percentage of them would claim that they did, but they wouldn't have.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Once they were given the instructions by the judges that say, you're here to judge the guilt of this person based on this law, you know, blah, 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 figure it out, you know, you're not here to judge the credibility of the law. I don't care if you agree with marijuana laws or the death penalty or any of these things. You're here to make a decision. Is he guilty beyond a reasonable doubt?
Yeah, that's what they tell you.
Yeah.
But they're leaving out some really critical information. So we did our best to inform people on that particular morning about their rights as a juror.
Right.
And hopefully a few of them appreciated it. We didn't hang around to find out. We just gave up the stuff and then went home. But I'm sure we clued a few people in that day. And those people might spread the word to some others. And if more people would do this kind of activism, simple stuff. It took us, what, maybe an hour total? An hour between when we showed up and when we finally left? Maybe even less. It actually took about 25 minutes to hand out all the stuff. If more people in more cities would do stuff like this, would inform the jurors, for instance, would do these kind of simple protests, it'd make a huge difference.
It would, but that's not going to... You know, the thing is the people that are willing to do it, even if you can get a few people out, like for me, for instance, you know, I'm sort of this lagger on
right.
as far as protests go. I'll go if you tell me to.
Right.
And you really can't count on me like life or death.
That's true.
Well, if you get enough people, what the Free State Project, why it's going to work, is because you'll get enough people in a concentrated in an area.
Mm-hmm.
And the authorities have seen nothing like this before.
I was shocked that we got six people to show up at this.
Yep.
That, for me, was just heart-stopping. In the Free State, they regularly get 10, 12, 13 people. But that's only because they only have 100 people that have moved into the state. Imagine what the protests would be like when there are 1,000 people moved into the state, or 5,000 people. We'll tell you about the Free State Project a little bit coming back. This is your show, 800-259-5791. Why haven't you gone out and stood out in front of the courthouse and informed jurors? This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm Bobby Lyka with another Car Clinic Minute. Eat here and get gas was the slogan for many greasy spoons in the past. But today, the food that feeds your tummy could also fuel your car. When I come back, we'll fill her up with a Blue Plate Special.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Next time you grab a burger at the local Greasy Spoon, don't forget to pick up a side of canola, because aftermarket engineers have designed a diesel fueling system that runs on cooking oil. Here's how it works. The car is started with diesel fuel, which in turn heats an oil reserve. Once the oil's up to temperature, the driver flips a switch and converts her car into the kind of lean, mean grilling machine that George Foreman only dreams of. And since many restaurants must pay for oil disposal, drivers could get it to go for free. Order up! I'm Bobby Likas. Likas? You'll love it. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You can talk about whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we go to the phones, to the fun, to Dave in Utah. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, boys. What's up?
What's up, Dave?
Oh, nothing. It's kind of weird. I usually listen to the podcast every morning, but kind of different time of day.
Here you are. What's on your mind?
So last night I got an interesting DUI.
Uh-oh,
I wanted to
man.
Talk about, maybe had a little question.
How interesting was it?
Pretty interesting.
What happened?
Okay, here's the scoop. Every night I take Ambien. I don't know if you heard of it. It's a sleeping pill.
It's a sleeping pill, yeah.
Yeah, right. So I've been taking it for about a year.
Now, is it the over-the-counter version of Ambien?
No, the prescription.
Prescription Ambien. Okay.
Right. So,
are you an insomniac?
Yeah. Well, okay. Not bad, but, you know.
Gotcha.
It's fairly, yeah, about mild, yeah.
Understood. Whatever his reasons are, he takes it.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, anyways, every night, like, I'll chill with my girlfriends, and I'll probably take it, because it takes about an hour to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'll take it like 10 minutes before I leave, and I live about 15 minutes away. So usually when I get to home and I get in bed, you know, I'm good. I fall asleep. Great.
Gotcha.
But last night I took some, and I guess we were watching TV, I don't know, fooling around a little bit. And so I left later, and I actually got pulled over. Yeah, and so I was swerving a little bit, I guess. And so I got pulled over, and
right. It
was, yeah, it sucks. So I was talking to the cop. He's like, so what's going on? I'm like, nothing. He's all, are you drunk? I'm all, no. And I'm like, I'll take a breathalyzer, whatever you want. You know, I just wanted to get him out of there. I wanted to go to bed.
Sure.
So I take a breathalyzer and stuff, and I do the, like, walk the line, and I was kind of loopy. I mean, I was
yeah.
a little out of it. So he's like, you know, he's like, well, what's the deal? I'm all, oh, well, I had an Ambien, like, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes ago. He's all, what's that? I'm like, oh, it's just a prescription. I actually had a receipt in my car.
Okay.
When I bought it. So I'm like, yeah, here, look, you know, it's, I have a prescription for it, whatever. He's like, oh, I don't know. And they just weren't down with it. So he cuffed me. And I guess in Davis County in Utah, it's like huge. Like they'll arrest you at the drop of, you know, anything. They just love that. And so the crazy thing is so they arrest me. They take me down to a little jail place. And they're like booking me and stuff. And it's a sleeping pill, so it starts kicking in more, you know?
Right.
And so I'm in the jail, and I just get out of it. Like, it felt like I was inside of a dream. And,
wow.
And so I don't even know what's happening. So I call my parents. They come down. They pay the bondsman and stuff. So I don't even remember anything. I started blacking out at that point.
Oh, my goodness.
And so then the next day, like, this made it even funnier because I got home. And then I had a dream that I got arrested. So I got arrested on a sleeping pill. Then when I actually fell asleep, I had a dream I got arrested. So I wake up and I go outside and I'm all, where's the car? I'm all, I had a dream that I got arrested. You know, I was like, oh shit, it was real.
Okay, you're on live radio. You gotta be careful. We'll let you get by with one, but be careful now.
Alright, so anyways, yeah, so then I'm talking to the bondsman and he's like, oh, it says here you, gave them permission to take your blood. And I was all, what? So I thought it was really crazy that, they can, like, ask somebody that's, like, kind of messed up permission to, like, take blood and stuff like that. And that
yeah,
applies.
That, they can do it. I mean, just
so
because...
if you're loopy, your word, like, your signature counts? I mean, it's valid?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
You know, that's the same thing with women that consent to having sex while they're really drunk. I mean, is that really rape?
Yeah,
if they're
true.
Really wasted?
Yeah, that is pretty interesting.
Is it really consensual, I guess, is the what the proper question for
okay,
that is.
Okay.
Yeah, because, like, you can plead insanity in a court. I mean...
What's gonna happen now? Where is this going next? Are you?
I don't know. I spent all day long getting the car out of the impound and stuff, so I got to
call. Yeah, I bet you
it.
Did.
I talked to a lawyer.
Is this your first DUI?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, I guess. Yeah. Usually around here, I know the penalties for a first one is pretty severe.
Oh, yeah, the penalties anywhere, but...
What are you facing? Do you even know?
$1,300 is what I heard, and that's all I know. I know that can, you know, it's an offense you're supposed to tell an employer at an interview.
Okay.
You know, it's...
Is a DUI, is that a felony?
I don't know. They put it in the newspaper here, too.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, they put everyone's name in a little report on the newspaper
right.
every day.
Some editor or somewhere along the line thought it'd be a great way to get in good with his demographic, which is old people.
Yeah.
Old people or Mormons.
Yeah. By reporting everybody who had a DUI.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck with your case, man.
I just thought it was interesting, you know.
Well, I guess...
It is interesting.
I guess you live and learn. Don't take your sleeping pills before you get home, I suppose.
Yeah, and
of course,
definitely try not to let them, you know, give them permission to do anything when you don't have control of your mind.
Well, if you're blacked out, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I thought it was weird. I don't know.
Don't let them get you.
I talked to a lawyer, and he's like, yeah, get all the prescriptions together, you'll be fine, so...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So you've got a lawyer to take your case then?
It'll still cost a lot of money. I'm going to have to pay some money. It'll probably cost the same in the long run, but I won't have it on my records. So.
Yeah, let's do that.
And at least the lawyer will get the money instead of the cops.
Yeah, so one thief against another.
Exactly. Thanks for the call, Dave. Let us know what happens. 800-259-5791. Do you notice how he said it's all?
Yeah, right.
I was thinking about buzzing him for it. Next time he calls. Dave? Look out.
You do like that buzzer.
800-259-5791.
And that's the proper use of the word like.
So we were talking about the FIJA protest, Fully Informed Jury Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to come down hard on you if you're listening to this show, because I ended up that last segment saying, well, why haven't you done this? Well, none of us had done it up until last month, so it's not like I'm, you know, Superman or anything like that. But we've done it one time, and it went really well. So I'm recommending it to you. If you are looking for something to do, to be a pro-liberty activist, this is easy. You just print out the brochures, fold them up, and hand them out in front of the courthouse.
The next thing to do is register to vote, because that's where they get the jury pool from.
That's true.
You know, and this is one of the problems I have.
Driver's licenses.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
This is what the problem I have with voluntarists. And Well, don't vote. It encourages them. Crap.
Yeah.
Well, you know...
You can still register to vote and not vote, if you want to.
Absolutely. Plenty of people do it.
Right. So, this I am recommending as simple, easy activism. Yeah, you do have to get out of your house. Yeah, you might have to wake up early. But, gosh, if you can save somebody from conviction for a stupid drug crime or... prostitution or gambling or something else that's just asinine, if you can save somebody, then, and they wouldn't even know. Like, they would have no idea that it was you that planted the idea in one of the jurors' heads to actually vote not guilty. So you'll never actually get patted on the back for it. You'll never get any sort of monetary reward. It's just a good feeling that you get from informing people. And really, that's something that you have to understand about getting back to liberty. About standing up for rights. You have to stand up for the rights of others. You have to stand up for the rights of people that are being prosecuted, even if you don't know them. If you see somebody being wronged, if you see somebody in the street, for instance, being harassed by the cops, go walk on over and watch them. Maybe ask the cops some questions as to what they're doing. Go ahead and keep an eye on the situation. Make sure they don't get out of line. My fiance Jackie did that. One night up at Tampa Airport, the cops were harassing a black gentleman because apparently he was black and he had a backpack on. Black man with a backpack can't be a good thing. Well, the cops were harassing him, and she came over there and she just kind of helpfully stepped in and informed him of some of his rights. And as a result of her stepping in, he exercised some of his rights, which he may not have exercised had he been alone with the cops. So you have to stand up for people. Even if you've never even met them before. Because if you do it and other people do it, then maybe somebody will stand up for you when they come to get you. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the airwaves if you want to. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy our live streams that we have, a broadband version as well as a dial-up version. So two sizes should fit pretty much everybody, and they're totally free at freetalklive.com. Hey, you should know that that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free, 888-532-4604. 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We are both members of the Free State Project.
Happily members.
We're both going up to New Hampshire at some point in the hopefully near future, because there's some exciting stuff going on up there. And I was just talking a moment ago about standing up for people's rights, even if you don't even know who the people are. Standing up for people that are being persecuted by the government.
It's really the trick about rights. You have to support other people having theirs if you want to have yours.
Exactly.
It's really, that's it. You know, if you want to be free of regulations in your business that are just crazy, you have to support regulation, other people being free of regulations in their business.
Right. It's such a key issue.
There's going to be things that you don't like. For instance, people are going to do drugs.
Yeah.
Different kinds of drugs. Drugs
somebody
that you
might
think are terrible.
Someone might have sex with a woman and give her money. They might play poker and put money down on the table.
Absolutely.
These things, some don't agree with, but others don't care about. And it's consensual activity. Anyways, I was going to focus on how this is happening, the people standing up for others' rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening now in the Free State. We did it a little bit down here a few weeks back with our Fully Informed Jury Association protest, but it's happening on a more regular basis up in New Hampshire because already over 150 people have already moved into the state. They've kind of jumped the gun because really...
They want freedom now.
Right. As far as the Free State Project is concerned, it's a long-term project, and you don't have to move right away. But these people have, and I'm with that idea. I think that if you can move and you want to be free, get to New Hampshire. And get connected with the New Hampshire Freedom Movement, which is nhfree.com. If you go there and you poke around on their forum, you'll find that they'll post news items. So, for instance, there was a news item recently that a guy was arrested for growing marijuana up in New Hampshire on a mushroom plantation.
Mm-hmm.
He was legitimately growing mushrooms for a business, but behind the scenes he was also growing some marijuana. And there was that guy, and there was another guy who, there's actually a group of families that are being prosecuted, or persecuted rather, by the Londonderry area. They're using eminent domain to take their properties. And so the New Hampshire Freedom people kind of glom onto these stories, and they say, hey, how can we help these people?
Yep.
And they try to get in touch with the individuals in question, and they ask them, would you like some help? You know, would you like us to show up at your trial and hand out Fully Informed Jury Association pamphlets, amongst other things. Write letters to the editor.
Yes.
They say, yes, thank goodness, where did you come from? Well, we've come from all over, and we're going to keep coming in. It's not going to stop. The freedom is going to happen.
It's going to break out.
In the Free State, in New Hampshire, and we're really excited about it. Again, freestateproject.org. Quick email here from Rich. Actually, a medium-sized email. Subject line, giving up. He says, I agree with Patrick Henry's sentiment. Give me liberty or give me death. John F. Kennedy once remarked that, quote, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable.
Mm.
As I see more and more cases against the behemoth, meaning government, shatter and fail in the behemoth's corrupt court system, I come closer and closer to believing that Mr. Henry's death part might become necessary. I hope that we can restore the liberty of our nation's citizens without bloodshed. At the same time, I believe that we must be prepared to shed blood to protect our rights. If someone's attacking me, I believe that I have not only the right, but the moral obligation to fight back.
Yeah.
With lethal force, if necessary. Who would disagree with that?
Hard to disagree with that.
Our government attacks its citizens with lethal weapons every day. At what point does enough become enough? How many times does our cause need to be crushed by corrupt prosecutors and judges before we take up arms and excise the corruption? How many people have to be killed by drug enforcement agents before we start killing them back? If violence is the only language that they understand, at what point do we start talking in their language?
Hmm.
If defending ourselves, our families, our property, and our liberty with lethal force becomes our only recourse, How do we fight them using violence without becoming them? These are difficult questions, and I don't have the answers. And I believe that one day, soon, we may have to make the decision of whether defending our rights or our neighbor's rights requires pulling the trigger. The best advice I've ever gotten...
I hope not.
Well, it might happen. The best advice I've ever gotten from any of the people with whom I've studied is, quote, never start a fight, always finish it. Well, the socialists and the statists have started the fight, and they're killing our neighbors. They're robbing our neighbors. They're stealing our neighbors' land. And I would add, they're putting our neighbors in prison.
Yeah.
Some of them who are in wheelchairs, we talked about earlier this hour. He says, I don't think I have to quote Pastor Martin Niemöller's poem to point out that by the time they come to your door to take your land and to kill your dog, it might just be too late. He says the question that we as libertarians and freedom lovers must ask ourselves is, do we have the cojones to finish this fight? From Rich in Utah. FTL@freetalklive.com is the email address.
Well, in response to that, we had the authoress who had her, we talked to her about her book last week, and her little saying is, our government's at a funny age. It's too late to do anything about it. Too early to shoot the bastards. And I still believe it's too early to shoot the bastards.
I agree with you. It is too early at this point. But the question is, at what point is it appropriate?
Free State Project can fix that problem before we have to do it.
Before we have to get there, exactly. 800-259-5791. Your thoughts on this issue. Coming up.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free. If you make the call now, we'll slip you in here before we're done tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on the site, including the bulletin board system, live streaming, free archives, updates, Shrine of Female Listeners. It's all free. It always has been. It will continue to be free. However, we are asking you for a little bit of voluntary participation. It's totally up to you. If you got $3 a month, which is, what, a couple cups of coffee, a Big Mac or something? I mean, really, $3 a month ain't much.
No.
If you can afford that, then you should head over to amp.freetalklive.com right now, because we have over 111 people that have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers. What's that mean, Manwich?
It means that they've offered to help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, including helping us to get magazine advertising and web advertising,
yeah,
so that we can get more listeners and the attention of program directors, yeah, and thereby more stations.
More radio stations. So we're literally turning that $3 right around into promoting the show. In fact, you can even see exactly what we're doing with it at amp.freetalklive.com. Well, recently we had somebody contribute a significant amount. I mean, all we ask for is $3, but some people go crazy. And one guy decided he wanted to do $50 a month, which is just, it blew me out of the water. It's the highest contribution we've had yet.
Wow.
And so I put a link up. What we do is, some people that want them, some people can be anonymous, but some people decide they want to be recognized for their contributions, so we put them up on amp.freetalklive.com. And this guy is the dude that runs petmeats.com. Petmeats. petmeats.com.
Oh, my.
Here's what one of our other amplifiers had to say about it. Ian, I just want to let you know I'm canceling my Amplifier Gold subscription, which means he was a $10 a month person, in protest of FTL accepting $50 a month from PetMeats.com. I firmly believe that a person has a right to run any sort of business they choose, but my personal opinion is that selling cuts of meat from household pets is disgusting, and it's disappointing that you would accept money from such a business. I'm a meat eater and by no means a PETA supporter, but I personally draw the line at the sale of meat for consumption from household pets. Hopefully you'd agree with me that this course of action is preferred over a more pro-government approach, which would be to ask for legislation outlawing the business. Unfortunately, Free Talk Live is caught in the crossfire on this one, and for that, I apologize. Withholding my dollars is the best way that I can protest any organization that chooses to affiliate themselves with PetMeats.com. And I agree, that is the best way to protest. Perhaps a point to consider, does FTL really want to be associated with such fringe businesses? I mean, a recent poll on the BBS seemed to indicate that your listeners like the way you try and keep the show and conspiracy theorists separate. Wouldn't the same logic hold true for fringe businesses? Anyway, I'm still an avid listener, and when Free Talk Live decides to reject PetMeats.com's subscription, I'll immediately renew my subscription. Better yet, hopefully this is all a huge joke, and I'm missing the punchline. If that's the case, I might even increase my subscription rate for pulling off such a great stunt. Well, Jeff, as a matter of fact, PetMeats.com is absolutely a huge joke. Come on. This guy's not really selling slices of animal meat. In fact, if you go and you try to place an order, it fails. It's just there's like an error that comes up on the screen.
I can tell you, I was sitting here dumbfounded.
It's a brilliant website, though, isn't it? I mean, it looks pretty
good. I didn't see it.
You didn't see the joke, you mean? Whole thing's a joke. You can't see
PetMeats.com. None of this. It's bizarre, though.
Oh. So it was a joke, and so actually our guy that canceled in protest, he did come back, and he came back at a higher level. So check out all the details, amp.freetalklive.com, and yes, PetMeats.com is a joke site, but it's pretty good. So you should check it out. Anyway,
we'll catch.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, join us online, freetalklive.com. See you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.